This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Realtor Amy Kite, Mr. Floor Igor Murak, and Dykstra Home Services. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. My name is David Hochberg. I am your host for the next 3 hours. We're here to help you with everything related to real estate. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, good or bad comments, we'd like the nasty ones. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the call, text, and photo line, the MegaPros call, text, and picture line. If you have any pictures of any home improvement challenges, please take a picture and email them to, or send or text them to, 312-981-7200, which is the same phone number that you call if you want to join us on air. Once again, MegaPros call and text and photo line, 312-981-7200. We'll start ladies first. Joe is on sabbatical today. It is grandparents weekend. They do an annual thing, Amy, at Joe's compound in Algonquin. And he's out there, and you are sitting in Joe's seat, which you could follow us on Facebook at WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. You just type in Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. It takes you right to us. We're set up like a TV studio in here. So in honor of Joe's taking over Joe's chair, you have to unbutton your blouse at least 4 buttons.
Oh, great.
And just get in the mood of the inner Joe and get your inner Joe out. So welcome, Amy. You haven't been on in a while.
It's been a month.
You've been, it's August. What happens in the real estate market in August? Is it still hotter than hot and running in circles and everybody's blazing and everything else? What are you seeing?
No, it's definitely slowed down. We've got some areas that have as much as 6 months worth of inventory now. So,
whoa.
Yeah, market's shifted.
6 months worth of inventory.
Yep. We've got some that only have a half, and then we have others that have 6 months. So,
wow.
You may want to look at those 6 months. Areas to make offers in and buy houses in.
Yes, because those sellers are getting a little bit anxious because they were like, how come my home's not selling in 4 days?
Yep, strategy sessions. That's right. what we're doing.
And what are you going to be talking about later on the show in your segment?
Strategy session.
Okay.
Sessions.
You got it. Well, you'll have time to practice the word sessions because I know it's tough. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you and your team?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
312-981-7200, wgndavid.com for all of our contact information. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Igor Murak, Mr. Floor, it's been a while since you've been in here, buddy. It's what, at least 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, it's been a little while. Yeah. How are you, Dave?
I'm tremendous. It's cupping season, isn't it, out there?
It's cupping and buckling season due to all of the humidity and the high temperatures, and it's just wreaking havoc across Chicagoland and all the wood floor problems that are going on.
We get this every year.
Yep.
There's something wrong with my floors, and Dykstra gets the calls, and you get the calls, and it's the humidity levels in your home, which I learned on the show, which we'll talk about later. I went down to my basement, and I adjusted the humidity level in my home, and you're going to have to adjust it at the beginning of the summer, and probably August or something, which we could talk about later in the show, when you have to be careful of the floors and pay attention to your house, because your house will talk to you based upon how it's acting. And yes, it does talk to you how it's acting, because things happen in your home differently during the cycle from hot to cold to very cold to forget about it cold to I can't feel my toes cold to starting to get warm again.
Blazing hot, yeah.
So what are you going to be talking about later on the show?
Yeah, so we're going to be discussing exactly what you just mentioned, and that is how excessive relative humidity and high temperatures in an unconditioned home, and we'll talk about what conditioning means, and how all of that affects the performance of a wood floor, negatively, actually. So, very, very important topic.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
They can give us a call directly at 847-674-7500, or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Dykstra Home Services, Chief Bottle Washer and Operating Engineer here, Rich Dykstra Sr. You guys have got to just... Bananas crazy busy, right?
Very busy. Very busy. It's been a good summer.
And what are you guys going to be talking about?
We're going to be talking about getting ready for winter.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Crazy.
Even though we're going to be 91 degrees tomorrow at 150% humidity, we got to start talking about getting prepared.
Start thinking about it. Right. Yep.
Because Thanksgiving and Halloween are right around the corner.
There you go.
And I remember Halloween's walking in 80-degree heat and walking Halloween with my kid not being able to feel my toes.
Yep.
It was so damn cold.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, that's what, that's what you're praying for. All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. I'm David Hochberg, your host. The phone lines are open. The text line's open. The photo line's open. On the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're here until 3. Love to help. Here until 3. Here until
1.
The legal show's like,
you
what?
Might be here until 3.
What's
days.
Going on? No, we're here until 1. We'd love to help you. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Saw something, which I'm sure we're going to be seeing more of. This guy's driving in the left lane on the inbound Kennedy, which in early in the morning, about 8 o'clock, should be reserved for people that like to...
go fast?
Let's not say fast, because that sounds irresponsibly dangerous. At high rates of speed under control.
Oh, okay? There you go. That would be me.
That would be a seasoned driver like yours and me and you.
Yeah.
I saw this knucklehead in an electric car in the left lane, I've got no problem with people in the left lane. I've got no people in electric cars. But doing 60 miles an hour when I'm coming up at a high speed behind you, reading on the autonomous drive, because I've got friends that have cars that let their cars drive them, which I don't understand. You buy a car, I like driving, you drive the car. He's reading his phone, no hands on the wheel, doing 60 miles an hour in the left lane.
And the car's driving itself.
And everything, he's driving himself in la-la land. And I'm just like, dude, here's the thing. If you're going to be driving or have a car drive you and you want to read, then don't sit in the express lanes.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Or just, you know, increase your speed a little bit to a reasonable...
Or maybe leave a half hour before or after I'm going to be on the road and just stay the hell out of my way. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, we all know how you drive, so you know.
I drive responsibly at a high rate of speed. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information and to pick up podcasts of previous shows. Amy, what's going on in this market? Certain areas are hot. Certain areas are cooling down. We saw an absolute spike because inbound to our office because our borrowers wanted to get into a school district because the school's starting a week or two, right? Some are starting earlier, some are starting later, whatever. But you have to get your kid registered for the classes. My in-laws sold their home. It's typically, a 45, 60-day close? Their close is in 30 days because, again, they're in the Stevenson School District. They have three daughters that are in their 40s. Nobody's going to school, but the people coming in wanted to get in to register for the Stevenson High School. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, so we've seen that the market shifted. In talking to agents across the country, a lot of them are just now seeing the shift. We actually felt our shift in May. I felt it in the middle of May. My agents finally agreed with me in June. Yep, it shifted. So we've seen the shift, and some markets literally have 6 months worth of inventory. Oak Brook's one of them right now.
Oak Brook.
Yeah.
And what about Naperville and take that 88 corridor out? You got Oak Brook, then you go into Lombard, then you go into Naperville, then you get out to St. Charles area. I know you got to go further south. Everybody knows where St. Charles is. But what about that corridor all the way out there? Is it the same thing?
No. I mean, it's literally city by city. And so, I mean, Naperville's down at 1 month. You head north. Libertyville's got a half a month. So it really depends upon where you're buying. And that's why, you know, I think it's really important that you sit down and do a strategy session and figure out exactly what's going on in every market. Because if you're saying, hey, you know what, we're looking in these three markets, you may have a better opportunity to purchase and get a deal in one over the other based on the amount of inventory. So I think you go in there with eyes wide open and do some digging and find out.
What about Igor's comment during the break? I want to sell, but I have no place to live. What do you do? And my response has always been, there's always rental properties, and you had a better one. So go ahead.
I said, yeah, sell out of a market that has low inventory and buy into a market that has high inventory. But David, I will tell you, you have a better opportunity buying today than you actually may renting.
Really?
Yes, because you have to understand that with the way this market shifted, a lot of these landlords sold properties. They're tired,
correct,
right? They weren't paid, or there's the risk of them not getting paid.
Right.
So a lot of these people have said, forget it. I'm selling off my rental properties. Prices are really high. You know, I'm going to get maximum dollar amount here. So the number of rental opportunities in the area has declined.
So that's where that extra inventory is coming back on the market that you and I have had this conversation since January 1st, right? CARES 1, CARES 2, there's an ending date. They keep extending it. What's going to happen? Finally, and I'm not trying to be a cold-hearted SOB here, but here's the problem. You had CARES money 1, you had CARES money 2. I'm not getting into political stuff here, but I saw I watch Morning Joe on MSNBC, and Steve Rattner, who's definitely not a conservative, he's a hardcore Democrat, put up he came in with the stat that 44% of the individuals getting unemployment are getting more money on unemployment than they were getting at their previous jobs. Okay, now I could go to Dykstra, help wanted. I'd go to Mr. Floor, help wanted. I could go to Roy Spencer, help wanted. MegaPros, help wanted. Every service provider here, roofing, everybody on here is looking for help, right? Okay? RJ Graham Plumbing, everybody's looking for help. Here's the challenge. You have these landlords that have been getting hammered.
Yep.
And not being able to collect rent on some occasions. And yes, there's been the Illinois, the ILRPP program, and there's been support for tenants to pay their landlords and all that stuff. But it comes to a point where a lot of the landlords in this market are mom and pop operations. They're not huge megagopolis, if that's even a word, gigantic organizations that have got huge reserves. These are mom and pops with a second or third unit or a fourth unit who are using that to supplement their income, and they've been doing it for years, and all of a sudden a pandemic hit. And now they got all this bureaucratic red tape, and like you said, they are exhausted. And like you said, they still have to call Dykstra to fix the heating and air conditioning. They still have to call Mr. Floor to get the floors fixed. They still have to call Roy to fix their basements because it doesn't stop the water from coming in if your tenants aren't paying you. So there's a dynamic that's going on here that a lot of these homes are going on the market and they're not going into the rental pool. I didn't even think about that. I thought others would come in to buy them and rent it out, but they're like, no, we want that house to live in.
Well, even us. I mean, you know, we buy rental properties, right? But do I really want to buy right now when the market's so hot and compete with an owner-occupant? No. I'm going to wait until this market adjusts, and then I'll go back in and buy some more rentals. So,
how much of a pain in the rear end was it on your rental management side? Because I know you have a ton of units out there, you know, that are currently being rented. How much as a business woman and your company that just went through the past 18 months of your tenants not being able to pay you, what type of stress did that put on you guys?
Let me tell you something. My husband does such an awesome job. We have not had one tenant who did not pay.
That's amazing.
He has created great relationships. And honestly, that is the biggest problem with a lot of these property management companies is they have horrible relationships. They lie. We just took over one. The lies that the owner was told is just disgusting. But we did not have a single one who did not pay.
Lies in terms of what? The relief that was coming?
You know, that tenant's horrible. That tenant does this. That tenant did that. We fixed this. No, they didn't. We did this. No, they didn't. We tried to get into... No, they didn't. I mean, it's just amazing. And we've taken these over and we've just had such great relationships. And the landlord's like, oh my gosh, I thought this guy was X. And we're like, no, the guy's great.
Right. You're the pain in the rear end.
It was the management company.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what, guys? You can have a good tenant who lost, you know, their job during the pandemic,
yep,
can't
sure.
make the rent payment.
Yep.
Legitimately cannot make the rent.
100%.
Doesn't make that person a bad person.
It's not
just,
at all.
You know, lost his job. So what do you do? So to your point, I mean, the CARES, you know, process was an important process, but now I think at a certain point that needs to sort of get out of the way and allow us to hire these people.
44%, according to Steve Rattner, all right, who's a Democratic operative, 44%. So I'm not skewing numbers here.
Yeah.
44%, according to his data, 44% of the individuals receiving unemployment, and a lot of it, so that means 56% aren't making more than what they were making. I'm just saying those 44%,
yeah,
right, we've got to get them out and back to the working force here, because you could use the workers. You could use the
sure.
workers, Dykstra.
Yeah.
Spencer could use the workers. Yeah. I mean, Hogle could use the workers.
But I think we're already starting to see a little bit of a shift. I don't know if you saw the unemployment report that came out. It exceeded expectations.
Absolutely.
Almost a million new people were hired,
jobs,
right? 945,000, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Unemployment rate came down to 5.4%.
Yeah.
We're going in the right direction. And I think a lot of it just has to do with the fact that people are starting to re-enter the workforce.
Which is great.
Which will bode well for the landlords. It'll bode well for, you know, the mortgage industry and just all of us in general.
Absolutely.
But you know, but I also don't want to diminish the importance of the CARES Acts 1 and 2, because I think it really helped a lot of people, and it may have hurt some landlords in the process, but you know, but in the long run, I mean, there were no other options really for, you know, for these people that were unemployed.
And I don't, if people are taking it that way, it's not the way I'm being taken. I'm just saying, after 18 months of support, the same thing happened with HARP 1 and HARP 2.
Sure.
We were refinancing individuals in Island Lake who owed $400,000 on their home, and after the collapse, their home was worth $300,000. They were stuck in a 6% loan. We were able to get them into a 4% due to these government programs to save them a couple hundred bucks.
Huge.
Without those programs, that individual, that couple lost their home. The CARES 1, CARES 2, phenomenal. Yeah. Okay, we're back.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back on the horse, everybody, and let's start riding. We've gone through the fog.
Yeah.
Let's get to the end together and get back to working, because I've got service providers on the show. If you need a job, that are more than interested. I got 15 service providers, part of the show, that would love to talk to you about joining their workforce and interview you for an opportunity. 312-981-7200. That's the employment line if you also want to call. Ben will take it and Grace will take your call. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with Mr. Floor after these messages. 312-981-7200. That's where Listen, Laugh, and Learn came from, that caller. So thank you for that. 312-981-7200. Before we get to Mr. Floor, two quick things. How's the real estate market in Crystal Lake? An 815 texter would like to know.
It's still moving, but I think that they're at about 2 months worth of inventory right now, but I'd have to check specifically.
That's a fluid market.
Oh, yeah, that's a good market still.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Keep the calls and the texts and the pictures coming. Lots of pictures. Here's a good one. 708, thank you, Mr. Dykstra, for your tech staff, etc., who did such wonderful work for me, installation of a furnace humidifier. I'll be calling you about a whole home dehumidifier for summer humidity control. AC is just not doing the job. Thanks in advance. I wish I'd learned about you sooner. From Orland Park. Amy, you had a question.
Yeah, Rich, is there a whole house dehumidifier?
There is. It's called an air conditioner.
Okay. I didn't know that there was one, so that's why I was like, oh, wow,
you
there
get
is
one
such
for
a
your
thing?
Basement. You get a dehumidifier for your basement.
Right.
But the whole house is the air conditioning.
Right. Okay.
There you go. So let's talk about cupping. Right, and not the massage cupping that I get every once in a while to increase blood flow into certain parts of my body.
Yep.
That creates gigantic, like, maroon spots on my back and buttocks.
Hickeys.
Right.
It's hickeys for the body.
Right, Amy?
Exactly.
Massive.
I'm working with three disabilities today. I cut myself shaving right here. That's
ouch.
One.
Yep.
I've got water in the air. I went swimming last night, and I pulled a buttocks muscle, Amy, in my left buttocks.
That's the worst.
Lovely.
So,
TMI.
We're not going to ask what you were doing while you pulled the...
Let's not get into specifics here, floor boy. I'm just letting everybody know that I'm working under severe
under
disability and angst today.
We understand.
And I'm powering through. 312-981-7200. Now, if the real question was, did you get all three shaving? So there. That would have been a better question, but we will continue on to floors. We're talking cuppings of floors.
Yeah.
Cupping of the floors. I know what cupping is because you and I have been on this radio show together for a very long time. I've learned a ton about flooring and other issues that have to do with bamboo and different types of wood and fake wood and real wood and vinyl and all that. What is cupping for our newer listeners, and is that normal, and is it an easy thing to remedy?
So, you know, this question of cupping and bowing and buckling, David, comes up literally every single day in the summer. Okay, so our phone starts ringing probably, I would say, May, and goes all the way through virtually into mid-October. And the very first call that comes in is there something wrong with the floor? Okay, and so obviously we would ask, well, what's wrong with the floor? And
then, or that floor you put down is crap.
Those are the best. Those are the best. You know, what's wrong with your floor that you just installed? Well, really, what's wrong is the environment in which the floor lives is not conducive, or is not allowing the floor to really function properly. So, what generally happens in the summer is that if you do not condition your home properly, and this, you know, Rich talks about this all the time, and Amy asked a very good question off air. You know, is there a way to sort of dehumidify the home? And the way you do that is you run your air conditioner at a certain temperature, and that actually pulls a lot of moisture out of the air. Well, why is that important to a wood floor? Because, not to get into the weeds, David, but wood floors are hygroscopic, And what that means is they will both absorb and release moisture in the presence of relative humidity. So, for example, if you take a piece of wood and you stick it in a bucket of water, what's it going to do?
Expand.
It's going to expand, and it's going to really expand, right? So when our floors are milled and our floors are kiln dried, and we receive them from the manufacturer, we actually keep them in our facility to acclimate. Well, what is acclimation? Acclimation puts the floor in a very specific range of temperature and humidity. Before we install your wood floor, David, our production staff comes out to your home. We'll take a moisture reading of the plywood. We'll take our thermohygrometer, which is an instrument that's used to read temperature and humidity in the air, and make sure that all of those conditions are correct before we deliver our floor. And when we install the floor, it will function properly, unless after we've finished the work for you and it's, you know, mid-August and it's 90% relative humidity outside and you decide that you like it 85 degrees in your home and there's 70% relative humidity sure. inside your home, that floor is going to basically absorb all that excess moisture. It's going to swell and it's going to cup. So cupping looks like a washboard. So when you look at a wood floor and you see that washboard look, it almost looks like it's water damaged. Well,
the center dips down.
The center dips down and the edges rise up because there's an imbalance. So what's happening is the wood floor is absorbing the excess relative humidity from the air and it's drier underneath and it actually distorts the wood. And in some cases, permanently. In some cases, not. So what we always do is we always educate our clients as to, you know, properly how to properly maintain their home year round.
How long, because before I knew you, this is 25, 30 years ago, 2800 Lakeshore Drive, unit 1908.
Yeah, yeah, you've talked about it before, right? Sure.
So when I was there, I had a flood, and then I had to pull out the old floor, put in the new floor.
Yep.
And at that time, the flooring company came, dropped the hardwood floor off.
Yep.
They're like, it's going to be here for a week. We have to let it get acclimated to your condo.
Yeah.
You don't. So I'm living with a
load of wood in your living room.
A load of wood in my living room, right. Which is fine. I'm a bachelor. I just needed a toilet, a shower, and a microwave.
And a bed.
I was
right.
fine. Right. And a place to put the leftover dinner that I went out with the night before. I was good. Right. Yeah. A couple of rolls of toilet paper. Boom. And a towel. Well, not necessarily a towel. You just use your old clothes. But that's a whole other story.
Sure.
Single men know what I'm talking about. And moms that have dirty, disgusting boys know exactly what I'm talking about. Right, Amy? Amy's like 100%. You're smart. So I'm living with this load of wood,
yeah.
Okay, for my condo, 800 square foot condo, so it's a lot of wood. But you don't do that. You put it in the kiln. How long does it sit in that kiln to adjust?
Yeah, so, you know, just the fact that somebody dropped off a load of wood in your living room doesn't mean that they're actually going to acclimate the floor properly. If your home is outside the required relative humidity and temperature range and they drop off that wood, they're going to de-acclimate the wood. So what we do is a little bit different. We actually will bring that material into our facility. We basically have, for lack of a better description, a large humidor, like where you would keep a cigar, and we control the relative humidity and temperature year round. We acclimate up in the summer to the upper range of the spectrum and down in the winter to mimic what the home should be. But by doing that, we can control all aspects of acclimation and we can control all aspects of proper performance of the wood floor, assuming you don't do a subtropical environment in your home of 80 degrees or 90 degrees and right. de-acclimate, you know, my floor. So again, very, very critically important to make sure that you're running dehumidification in the summer, humidification in the winter to keep that balance. So the magic range, David, for all the listeners out there, 30% relative humidity on the low end, 50% relative humidity on the upper end. If you can keep your home environment, relative humidity-wise, within 30 to 50%. And again, you could buy a $20 little thermohygrometer off anywhere, Amazon, big box, or it doesn't matter. That'll tell you what your range is. If you're above 50%, you can expect expansion of the floor. It will manifest itself in the form of cupping or buckling.
Buckling,
yeah. And that's a symptom. The floor itself isn't smart enough to do it on its own. Something has to act on it, right? So that's a symptom that you are way too high on the relative humidity range. And conversely, in the winter, if you're under 30% and you're not humidifying and your relative humidity is 15%, your floor is going to gap. You're going to create large gaps between the boards because, again, that is a symptom of a dry environment. So critically, very, very important, critical to maintain your environment. And, you know, companies like Dykstra and, you know, Rich, they're great at making sure that they can tune your home into that proper relative humidity and temperature range, which we critically need for a properly functioning wood floor.
If our listeners want to reach out and have questions about their floor, how do they reach you?
Please give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, James and Lake Bluff. Bonnie and Frankfurt. We're going to pick you up after the break, I promise. Then we're going to throw it over to Mr. Dykstra and talk about in-home dehumidifiers, which I know he's all excited about. 312 and had to grow gigantic tomatoes, which are the size of a 12-inch softball that he brought in for me. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's the MegaPros call and text line. And you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Everybody decided to wake up at the same time and call. So, Rich, we're going to bump you back to the top of the hour.
Of course you are.
I promise. So hang on. We're going to start here. James in Lake Bluff, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm tremendous. How can we help you, my friend?
Yes, my wood's acclimated, and my question relates to I retired early in life, and now I'm looking at buying a condo in either Scottsdale, Palm Springs, or, you know, potentially Austin. And
all three of those places, Paul, James, suck, by the way. They're horrible places to live, and I would strongly recommend you not moving anywhere. like three of the coolest places in America, right. James has got lined up. So nice job, James. Get out of town here,
buddy.
Well,
unfortunately, I'm just chasing my daughters who graduated from college, so I'm just trying to be closer to them.
I get it,
but
buddy.
But anyway, what is without an income, what is the best way to finance a place right now? Or can I? Or do I have to do it all with cash?
No. How old are you?
I'm 56.
Okay. Well, you're not of retirement age, so you've got a challenge there. Retirement age and a mortgage is 59 and a half is what it's considered. How much assets do you have in the bank total? $1 million, $2 million, $3 million? How much do you have?
I got a lot. Don't worry.
I'm not worried. I'm just asking you. I'm going to wake up tomorrow without knowing. Is it north of $5 million?
Yes.
Okay. So you could use an asset depletion loan, James, you take all of your assets divided by 240. And that's what the banks will use for your income. It's called an asset depletion loan. So if you don't have a job, we're doing about four of them right now. If you don't have a job and you've got an abundance of assets, you take your total combined assets, divide it by 240 months, that's your income. That's how you do it, buddy.
Great. Fair enough.
All right. So hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product to take care of your fully acclimated floors there, James.
I love it.
312-981-7200. Bonnie in Frankfurt, real estate question for Amy.
Hi, I have a question about selling a townhome in Joliet. Is this a good time to do that?
Yes, right now.
Wait, hold on. As opposed to when?
As opposed to, say, next spring.
Amy, I love this question.
Right. In fact, that's funny because we were talking about this before we even got on the show. No, I understand the market shifted, right? So the best time probably in Chicagoland to have sold anything was actually like April or May. And the further we go through this, chances are the values are going to continue to slide. Plus, we're going to have the foreclosures and the short sales start hitting the market as we have more, because of the moratoriums.
And the rates will start going up as well.
Correct. So I would absolutely sell it now. Right now in Joliet, it's total inventory over there is about 1.1 months worth of inventory. So it's a great time to be a seller.
Sell your house, Bonnie.
Okay, sounds good. And how do I choose the right realtor for the area?
You're going to interview. And you're going to interview, usually two or three. You can go to Google. We've got more Google five-star Google reviews than anybody in Chicagoland.
Okay.
You handle Frankfurt.
Sherry on our team would actually be the one who would help you. So you can go check out her Google reviews on our website, too.
Where are you looking to move, Bonnie? You staying in town or you getting out?
Actually, it's my son's townhome, and he would like to buy a home with... He hasn't seen anything, so I think he's going to move in with us until, something becomes available. Good.
I would tell you that is so smart. If he can sell now and then wait for this adjustment and then buy after it adjusts, he's going to make money right there, too.
Yeah, tell him to sell his home. And we're going to have take your information, send you Mr. Floor Cleaning product, and have Amy follow up, or a member of her team, after the show. Pat Norland, how are you, Pat?
Hi, I'm fine. I was just wondering, what is a good thing for... I live in a ranch townhome in Northern Park, and the wood is hardwood flooring. What do I do because it's on ground level?
So
it's very good right now. I've been here for 6 years. It's about 20 years old, And it's in fine shape. It's in good, excellent shape. But if there's anything I see wrong with it, what do I do? I don't know.
Well, some of the things that, well, first of all, thank you for your call. I think initially you need to just make sure you're maintaining the floors correctly. So, you know, one of the things that we would recommend strongly is to stay away from buckets of water, stay away from vinegar, stay away from cleaning products that will leave a haze or a film or a buildup behind. So, you know.
How about Murphy's oil soap, no?
Murphy's we don't really recommend because it tends to leave this haze and this buildup.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, the problem with the buildup over time is that it actually traps and encapsulates dust, dirt, and debris, and actually will break down your coating much faster. So I would recommend that you, and you're going to, you know, get one for just being a caller this morning, but I would recommend you get a Mr. Floor wood floor cleaning product.
How many applications after Pat in Orland Park has used Murphy soap, because I used to use it before talking with you.
Sure.
How soon after, how many applications, how many weeks?
I just used it one time.
Okay, good. After one application, how soon will your product break through that and show the shine?
So if Pat only used it once, I would say within a couple of times of using our product, she'll go through whatever that haze and that buildup is. So just spritz our product directly onto the floor. We recommend a microfiber mop, just, you know, a dry microfiber mop. Just wipe the floor.
That's what I normally use, is just a dry mop, yeah.
Yeah, but just spray our product down. Go to MrFloor.com. Use the promo code WGN. So for all the other listeners out there, just give it a try. It's really we'll do a really, really fantastic job of cleaning the floor, maintaining the floor correctly, allowing your polyurethane to do its job and not coat it or layer it with any waxes or oils, which will break down the coating much faster.
All right, Pat, hang tight. We're going to put you on hold. They're going to pick you up to send you a sample. We got a minute before the break, and I want to get Anna in Lake Forest in. Anna, you got creaking wood floors. We literally have a minute before the break. Go ahead, Anna.
Hi there. Yes, I have a house full of wood floors. And a lot of them are creaking, and I was wondering what we could do about that.
I'll tell you what not to do. Don't screw nails into your hardwood floors because it doesn't work.
See, you learned the hard way in your own home.
I had to replace all that before Amy sold it. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I had somebody come to give me an estimate on having them refinished on the second floor because there's carpet on them right now. And that's what he wanted to do to stop
creaking.
I mean, that's what he was recommending, and I don't know. Beyond that, what
no,
do we do?
No, here, I can tell you this, and we'll pick you up on the other side of the break. If you do that, and you want to keep your hardwood floors, it doesn't fix the problem, number one, and then you'll be replacing that section of hardwood floors that you destroyed before you sell it, like it had to do because Amy sold my house in 4 days. All right, you're listening to Homes and Homes Chicago on AM 720. We've got Rita coming up, who almost got scammed by a reverse mortgage guy that I protected, WGN listener. This is Homes and Homes Chicago on AM 720. WGN phone lines are open. MegaPro's call, text, and photo 312-981-7200. We'll be back after news and traffic. I'm looking forward to it. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We've got Rich Dykstra, Dykstra Home Services, Mr. Floor from Igor Marak from Mr. Floor, and Amy Kite from the Amy Kite team, Infinity, Keller Williams Infinity. When we have Anna in Lake Forest with squeaky floors, and Rita, my 81-year young listener in Wheeling, who I visited this week, who is getting very concerned about getting scammed on a reverse mortgage refi. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about Anna's challenges in Lake Forest. Anna, you want to recap what's happening with your floor so Igor could come up with a solution? Then we'll get to Rita. Then we're going to go to a break and come back with Dykstra and our other callers. Go ahead, Anna.
Well, I have a house full of wood floors, and the second floor has carpet on it. I want to refinish them, take the carpet off. But the guy told me, when I got the estimate, he told me that to stop the creaking, he'd want to put screws in it here and there. And I was just wondering if that's an answer. If not, what can I do about this creaking? It's also downstairs, too.
So, Anna, let me ask you a question. How old is your home?
It was built in 1962.
Okay. So the reason I'm asking is because with certain older homes, the way that the subflooring was constructed, so if your home potentially predates when plywood would have been used, then your home would have these little 1x3 pieces of wood that are running perpendicular to the direction of your existing wood floor, onto which the wood floor is actually installed or nailed to. It's really, usually speaking, it's the little, what we refer to as sleepers, these little 1x3 pieces of wood that actually over time loosen and they squeak, and that's really where the noise is originating from. So putting screws, first of all, is not going to solve that, because he has no way to know where those individual sleepers are specifically, and he would just be screwing down, you know, sort of randomly and hoping to hit, you know, the area that, you know, contains the squeak or the movement. But and that's not going to be successful, and he'll destroy your floor in the process. So I would definitely not recommend that. But, you know, the short answer is there's really no easy way to stop a squeaky floor if it's originating down in the substructure itself. So if your home is an early 60s home, there's a very good chance that you have floorboards and you also have these little sleepers rather than solid plywood. And if it's solid plywood, generally speaking, floors would not squeak if they're installed correctly. But with those older subfloors, sometimes there's just no easy way to get to. You'd literally have to remove the floor, remove those little individual 1x3 pieces of wood, install a plywood subfloor to house the new floor, and then put, you know, a new floor in.
Can you take out her? Gosh. Hang on, Anna. Can you take out her existing floor without damaging it, or you're just going to take it, start jacking?
Yeah,
it up?
Because the floor is actually nailed down, and there's no real good easy way to do that without causing damage to the floor. So, you know, and again, if you're looking to just carpet the floor again, then you can try to drive screws and try to tighten that floor, but it's not going to work. It's going to split, and it's not going to give you what you're looking for.
Anna, I'll tell you a firsthand experience. I did that 20 years ago when I moved into my home, and I put carpet over it. It did not solve the problem. Amy came through, told us to pull up all the carpeting and stain the floors, sold our house in 4 days. And I forgot, I'm in Mexico in a pool enjoying my margaritas, because I like margaritas on vacation. Actually, instead of getting into margaritas outside of vacation for some reason.
Pina coladas.
Not pina, too sweet. Let's stick with the manly drinks, which are, I get away with the margarita, not a pina colada. Come on.
Okay.
On vacation when nobody's around, maybe. But what I'm saying is I'm sitting there enjoying my margarita, and I get a call from Igor, hey, we got a problem. He sends me pictures. There's my screwed floor. And plus, if you put screws into your floor and then you stained over it, you're going to have screws in your hardwood floor. Who the hell wants that? I can tell you right now, that's not a good look. All right? And it's not going to fix the problem. So Mr. Floor will call you. Igor will call you after the show and try to come up with a solution, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning. I'll tell you, let's hit a break. Let's pick Rita up after the break, and then we'll talk about that. Then we'll switch over to Dykstra, talk about what's going on with the heating and air conditioning, switching over for fall now. 312-981-7200. Rita, hang tight. You're listening to the Home Sweet Home Chicago. Real quick, okay, we got a couple of textures here. Can your cleaning products be used on engineered floors?
Yes.
Can your cleaning products be used on bamboo floors?
Absolutely.
Can your cleaning products be used on wood banisters?
As a matter of fact, yes. And we actually manufacture a total of 6 products, and we have vinyl cleaning products, and we also have wood cabinetry products. So he can use, or that caller, he or she can use either the wood cabinetry cleaner or our wood floor cleaner on banisters.
An engineered wood hardwood floor, that's
100%.
Okay, 100%. So we basically took care of 15 text messages and 2 calls. So there you go, everybody.
MrFloor.com, WGN promo code, you're all set.
There you go. So you've got the engineered floor, the bamboo floor, the banisters, the wood cabinets, and the vinyl floor. Everything on MrFloor.com.
Tile and grout, and natural stone, and countertops.
And it's all natural.
It's all natural.
If you have kids with
high... And it's all targeted, David. They're all very, very specifically formulated. They're all unique. They'll do a fantastic job. It'll never leave a film. It'll never leave a haze. It'll clean the surfaces perfectly.
MrFloor.com, WGN promo code for your first time buy.
Yep.
Okay. You get a discount off your first time buy. We got the phones blowing up. We have Rita and Wheeling, who almost got taken advantage of by a reverse mortgage refinance solicitation that scared the hell out of her.
Terrible.
So we're gonna bring in Rita after the show. If you got anybody out there interested in a reverse mortgage or have one, I want you to hear what Rita has to say. 312-981-7200 is American Pro's call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. That was our Bob Kessler, forgetting his name a couple of weeks ago, but that's why we love him. Good sport. See, I just don't pick on Joe. We had Don Kleppen come in here. Are you serious? You want to feel my shirt? I'm like, sure. So Don comes in here, and we touched Don's shirt during the break.
I think he enjoyed it.
I did. I don't really care if he didn't, but I thoroughly appreciate that. Rita, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you.
You contacted me last week, correct?
Yes, I did, last Wednesday.
Why?
You were over my house last Wednesday.
Why did you call?
Because I got a letter from a reverse mortgage company concerning a a reduced interest rate on my reverse mortgage. And it didn't look very good to me, so I called the company and asked them many questions, and they never really could answer my questions that I were asking. So it didn't sound like I should make any more business with them. So the best thing I know is to call David Hogward, because he's like the prince of mortgages. So I wanted him to come and look at this this letter I got. And he looked at it and he said, this looks like
tax form. It looked like a 1099.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And Rita, I don't mean to correct you. I prefer Mortgage Messiah over Prince, but that's okay.
Okay, Mr. Messiah.
Okay, that's fine. Just going forward, it's Mortgage Messiah. Let's drop the Prince, because Messiah is a higher ranking than Prince.
Okay. I was wondering who the king was.
Well, it doesn't matter who the king is.
What about the emperor?
Let's go right to Messiah. That's why we go to Messiah.
Okay,
we cut everybody
right
out.
Right to the top.
Don't worry about it. I got this all figured out. So Rita calls me. I'm sitting at my desk. I'm like, where do you live? She's like, Wheeling. I'm like, you're literally 7 minutes from my office.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm like, I'm coming over. She's like, I'm not wearing any clothes. I go, either am I.
Wait.
Rita, am I right or wrong? She's like, I'm not dressed. I'm like, don't worry about it. Either am I. I'll be right over.
Yeah, but she was at home and you were at the office.
Doesn't
matter. There's a difference.
I like working in a comfortable environment.
I understand.
Okay?
Boxers.
That's way too much clothes, Rich. You know, so I go over to Rita's house. I bring over a rookie that I'm training. And I lay out the form. Rita's husband passed away. Rita's husband, before he passed away, set Rita up with a reverse mortgage and himself up with a reverse mortgage to get $900 and some a month. That's all Rita wanted, was $900 some a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we called up her current reverse mortgage company, and I asked them, you know, took me 5-7 minutes to work through the 800 number nonsense. Just imagine Rita here, who's nervous. So I called. We got a nice gentleman on the phone. I said, I'm Rita's representative. She gives authorization to talk to me. I'm like, Rita's concerned about running out of money. It looks to me she's got $160,000 less of the reverse mortgage. Does she have anything to worry about? And the nice gentleman at the reverse mortgage company that she's at, that her husband, before he passed, may his memory be a blessing, set her up with a annuity to receive $900 and some a month. That's all she wanted. So the nice guy on the other line of the phone, on the other side, said, if Rita lived to be 150 years old, God willing, she would receive $900 and whatever until she either expires or moves out of that house. Rita's got nothing to worry about. Now, here's Rita, 80 pounds, soaking wet, holding 220-pound dumbbells. Okay, that's what she weighs. Okay. You saw, right? You saw the angst. She was terrified.
Yeah.
The stress just went, whoosh, right?
Nice.
Right,
yep.
Rita?
Exactly. Right. For sure.
Okay. And then we called the scumbags who sent her that solicitation that looked like a 1099 form that scared the hell out of her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, let me ask you a question. She gave the guy authorization to talk to me, not knowing this guy had no idea what he was walking into.
Right.
So I said, hey, let me ask you this question. If my Aunt Rita... Because I played a nephew. I went from Messiah to nephew on the phone call because, you know, the mortgage Messiah probably went to gone over big with this mortgage solicitor. I said, if my Aunt Rita wanted to go with this, she would lose $35,000 worth of availability in the loan that you're trying to sell her, right? Yeah, but her rate would be lower. I'm like, so when you want to, I'm like, and what are the closing costs? Typically about $4,000 to $5,000. I'm like, so you want to charge her $4,000 to $5,000 to gain access to $35,000 less at a lower rate, which she doesn't care about because all she cares about is her $900. Yeah, you pretty much got it. Rita, is anything that I just said inaccurate?
No, it's perfectly all right. Everything you said is exactly what you were talking to me about.
So we went over there. Before we got there, this 81-year young widow who is on a limited income, nervous as all heck, okay? We all know, you know, experienced homeowners that are under stress, and she's got everything organized, was being sold a bill of goods, and now I'm like, you got nothing to worry about, right? I got a huge hug. I had to get down on my knees to hug her because I'm a lot taller. I'm just saying.
Poor Rita.
Such a big man.
There you go. 5'11", 275. Just, it's because I, under this fat, I'm cut. But
you got a six-pack.
I got a six. I got a 12-pack, Amy. You just can't see it. I like to keep the six-pack on top of the six-pack. I keep them very warm.
Nice.
And insulated. But she called me, and I Googled her address, okay? It's like I'm Milwaukee Avenue by the Westin, okay? You know where my office is.
Sure.
It's 6 minutes away. Yeah. So I ran over there. Problem solved. Rita's got nothing to worry about.
Awesome.
And how did that make you feel, Rita?
Oh, you never know. You'll never know how I feel. 100% reborn again. That's how I felt after you came here and you helped me with this scam of a mortgage. I really am so grateful for you, and I hope anyone who is listening get any more of these scam notices. They better call you first before they do anything else.
Damn straight. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaning Product to keep your floors clean, all right?
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right, and you have a happy and a healthy weekend, and she's a linesman, so Yom Kippur's coming up, and you have a good year, okay, my friend?
Okay, same to you, always, okay? Thank you very much, David. I really am so thankful to you.
And we're thankful that you're out there listening, Rita. You're awesome. So we're going to put you on hold, send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning Product, 312-981-7200. We got a little fluff here, Ron, and a little layup. Ron and Orland, to fluff your appearance here. Rich, coming
Thank
up. The Rich is like, for the love of God, I brought you a tomato. I'm sleeping over here. Ron, you got an air conditioning question?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead and ask it.
What it is that... I got a notice from the electric company. When I'm running my air conditioner, I have a bi-level house, and the rooms that I don't use, I should keep the doors open so that the air conditioner will operate better.
Correct.
Is that true?
That's correct. Yeah.
Why?
You don't want to shut off the, especially don't shut off the vents. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm not using this room, I'm just going to shut the vents off. The furnace and the air are designed specifically for your house. And if you close the vents, you run a risk of icing up the coil because it can't get rid of the cold air. So you want to leave the registers open and the doors open so that you get circulation throughout the house.
That sounds pretty good.
Thank you.
And that was information to me as we've had Rich on so many times because we would attempt to shut off our, you know, I'd attempt to, in the winter, I'd shut off one level of the house, and in the summer, I'd shut off another, and then I keep rugs over some of my vents. So, yeah, it's... Yeah.
Well,
it's,
one room... Can I interject?
Yeah, you already did.
Don't have any inlet.
Oh, it doesn't have an inlet.
For a vent.
Doesn't have a return?
Yeah.
Okay. And which room is that?
So if I close that one, wouldn't it...
You still
keep that door open.
Leave it open, especially if it doesn't have a return. You want to leave it open.
Why wouldn't it have a return?
They didn't put it in. They didn't install it.
Well, look at that, master of the obvious.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, they didn't put it in, idiot.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Rich, for that. Hang on, Ron. We got to hit a break here, buddy. We're gonna. Anytime you get some grooving music like that, Ron, you got to get into the mood. Upside down. You turn me.
Now you're like the music
inside,
messiah.
Out. Let's not go crazy.
All right.
Round and round. You're listening home. Go ahead, Amy. You're rocking. Amy's like,
yeah. Amy's dancing away. She's like,
I am.
Joe Soul Train just right buttons a shirt. I see. 312-981-7200. We got Jeff. We got Karen. We got Sue in Arlington Heights. We got Rich Dykstra coming up. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Sue in Arlington Heights, you've been holding on about a hole in your bathtub. What's going on there?
Hi. I am trying to sell my late father's condo. And when he moved in, it's in a retirement community. When he moved in, he had a section, 12 inches maybe, cut out of the side of his bathtub so he could walk in and out.
Sure. Miracle Method does that on our show.
I need to know who put it back.
Miracle Method. Did they cut it out for him and put like a step?
They just did a cutout, and he could just walk right through it. I have the section that they cut out. I just don't know who to call to put it back in.
I'll tell you exactly who to call. It's Miracle Method.
Great.
Is the name of the company who's part of our show, David Haas.
Okay.
He's one of the nicest guys on the planet, right? You're going to enjoy, he's super great. I'm looking up the name for you right now. It's Miracle Method. Here's the phone number. You ready, Sue?
Okay, wait. One second.
That's all right. We got 2 hours left. Don't worry about it. Just tell us when you're ready. It's a live radio show. Don't worry. Ready?
I know. I'm ready.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah.
All right, here. It's Miracle Method, David Haas, HAAHAAS 630-536-4326. 630-536-4326. Repeat it back to me, please, Sue. I want to make sure you got it.
630-536-4326.
Yes, ma'am. Give Dave a call. He's awesome. And anybody, how great was that for your father while he was with us to take showers and transition without help?
It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. But now we have to sell it. I don't know if the next people want it. So.
Right. Well, call Dave as long as you have the piece. It sounds like Dave's work. He'll reinstall it for you, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, my friend. 312-981-7200. Jeff and Crete, you got a comment about Dykstra.
Hello.
Hey, Rich. Hey, Jeff. Can you turn your radio down? We have a podcast for that. You could hear yourself on the podcast after the show.
Hey, I'm hanging out in the garage. I can't help it. Anyway.
All right.
I had Dykstra Services come out and do my ductwork cleaning.
Yep.
In the house. Fantastic job.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Fantastic job. Not only that, the guy that did it, I think his name was David.
Yep.
Nicest guy, explained everything. Did a clean job. There ain't a speck of anything left.
When's the last time you had your ducts cleaned, Jeff?
Pardon me?
When's the last time you had your duct clean?
They weren't.
Whoa.
I've been in this house for 5 years.
Wow.
And the guy that had it before was a smoker. And I'm going to tell you what, it was beyond, the guy did a fantastic job.
Beautiful.
I'll pass it on.
Rich, I think.
All right, buddy. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, Jeff. Amy?
I think something people don't even realize is that even after just construction.
We do a lot of new construction homes.
Yeah, that just because it's a new construction home does not mean your ducts do not need to be cleaned. And the amount of crud they stuff down those
pop bags. Cans,
yep.
Lunch bags,
yep.
Wrappers, everything we pull out.
Rodents?
Oh, no, rodents. We haven't got any rodents yet.
Well, Jeff didn't sound like too clean of a guy either, to be honest with you.
He was fine.
I don't want to say anything, but 5 years, you know, he's in the garage, dirty guy. You know, guys in the garage get dirty in the
Just because you don't know what a garage is outside of parking your car in it.
What are you trying to say?
Well,
I think you just said it.
Well, we all know.
You know. Come on.
But, Amy, to your point, you know.
Thanks for taking me off the topic there. That's a good way to pivot there. Thanks.
You know, one of the things I want to mention is, you know, when we finish a flooring project, whether it be an installation or refinishing, to your point, even though we're using dustless equipment, you know, we're only probably about 90% dust containment. So that extra 10%, it's real fine. It gets into the system, Rich, and we're always telling our clients, you know, pull out the filters when we're done.
Put
a new filter in for sure. And then if you haven't already done so in a number of years, get, you know, Dykstra or whoever's in your, you know, in your neighborhood or whatever the case might be to come in and clean your ducts. Because
Absolutely. The
reality is we're contributing a little bit of dust, but, you know, if it's been 5, 10, 20 years since you've had your ducts cleaned, it's time to do it.
It's amazing the dirt we pull out.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take?
About 4 hours.
4 hours?
Yeah, about 4 hours.
For a whole house?
Whole house.
Do you
per
also,
system, yeah.
Do you also do the dryer vent while you're there?
Yes, we do.
See, I mean, and that right there is a fire hazard.
That's bad.
Yeah, we'll have a video up hopefully within the month of a dryer vent fire.
Ooh.
We're staging a dryer vent fire.
Okay.
You know, what it'll look like. So once it's up, I'll let everybody know.
How often should our listeners have their dryer vents and their ductwork clean if they live there 12 months out of the year?
Ductwork probably every 3 years.
Okay.
The dryer vent probably every 2.
Really?
Especially if it's a long run, because the lint all sets in the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And it finally gets down by the dryer, and when the burner comes on, there you go.
A lot of
people replace their dryer because, it's not working anymore. They take it out and they put a new one in. This one's not working either. Well, the vent's all plugged up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. You wanted to talk about humidity and getting ready for fall. But can you tell us real quick, for our listeners that are listening, that have a setting on their furnace that they could adjust the humidity? Should it be low right now, or should it be high right now? Please explain.
Well, like with the Carrier Infinity system, they have what's called a dehum cycle. It dehumidifies. It drops the blower on the furnace real low, the air conditioner low, and it just pulls moisture out like a sponge. You twist in a sponge.
Okay.
And you set the humidity level, usually we set it at 30, 35%.
Yeah, perfect.
And it pulls it out and holds it there. It doesn't go by temperature. It goes by humidity.
But some that have a dial right now that don't have that highfalutin, high-tech furnace, right, that have a dial, should it be on or off right now?
Well, and the it should be off.
Should be off.
Should be. It won't come on anyway because the humidity is so high.
Okay.
But it should turn it off for the summer.
So in the summer, because there's so much humidity in the air, right. And then in the wintertime, you turn it on to balance it because it's cold and there's no humidity in the air.
Right. The air conditioner pulls the humidity out. The humidifier puts it back in.
And so. You want to talk about getting ready for the fall.
It's August,
beginning of August. We're going to be 91 and sweaty tomorrow.
Yep.
And you're talking about prepping for the fall.
I know. It's crazy. What prompted that is we had a lady call us from Crestwood. Said, I want to set up my furnace clean and check before you get busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, geez, we got to get the cards out. We send out 60 or 70,000 clean and check cards. So they're at the printer now. But we've got so much going on. We've got to clear our warehouse. We still have air conditioners that we have to move out.
Sure.
We got a whole truckload of furnaces coming in at the end of the month. So we got the walls just don't expand. We have to make room. So it's a great time. If you haven't gotten air conditioning, get it now. And two, there's a price increase of 8% coming up September 1st.
And I want to bring this up because it always frosts your rear end, just like when I hear no closing costs, when my competitors say there's no closing costs, which I know is not an accurate statement,
right.
you get all fired up over other HVAC companies that you compete with and that you're out there against that say this cost, a clean and check only cost
$39.
$39, and it's mathematically impossible due to labor and the cost of the truck and the cost of the insurance,
exactly.
And the cost of the guy or gal you're sending out there and the tech you're sending out there. What should a reasonable clean and check to get our listeners' furnaces ready for the winter, what type of investment should they be expecting?
$89 to $100. We're going to be at $89 for August and September, $98 for October and November, and then it goes up to $125.
And if you're investing less than that, what aren't you getting?
You're probably going to end up getting a new furnace.
Okay, right.
They're going to come out at $39 and tell you need a new furnace.
Yep.
So,
but like anything else, I mean, it's a gimmick, right?
Yep.
Rich, I mean,
absolutely.
You know, these $39 deals, they just want to get their foot in the door so that they can, you know,
sell you a new furnace.
Oh, look at this. Your compressor's out. Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
You need
exactly.
We've had callers into the show that you've gone to their house and looked at the unit after another company came out and said, you need to replace it with $4,500 furniture. You're like, no, you don't. You just need to clean this out, and you're fine.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
You've been in our listeners' basements.
I know.
Uncovering scams like that.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago at AM 720. We have Kate in Chicago. She's got a 1892 house. Wow. Gail and Darian wanted to know something about tornado damage. We got Karen and Wheaton with the wood floor humidity problem. 312-981-7200. Does Dykstra go to Fox Lake area?
Yes, we do.
All right. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN. 312-981-7200 out to Karen and Wheaton. How are you, Karen? You've got a wood floor humidity question.
Good morning. Yes, I do. So earlier this morning on the show, you had a discussion about hardwood floors and the effect that relative humidity can have on the floors. The recommended relative humidity range provided was 30 to 50%. Now, I went and I checked our relative indoor humidity, and it is sitting at 55%. So I have two questions. The first is the 30 to 55% range a hard and fast range, or is there a tolerance that could be applied to those values?
Excellent, excellent question, and I'm glad you're calling with that question. So the 30 to 50 range is the range for the Chicagoland area. And, you know, not to get overly technical, Karen, but in Chicago, because of the wild swings of temperature and humidity that we go through, you know, we could be at 100 degrees in the summer, we could be at negative 20 in the winter. That 30 to 50 range is designed for proper acclimation and for proper function of a wood floor in the Chicagoland area. And really, I would even say regionally more for the Midwest. So what happens when you go above 50%, and you're not that far above it, but you are over at 55%, what you should expect and what you can actually mathematically calculate is the coefficient of change of your wood floor. So if you have, for example, a red oak floor that's 2.25 inches wide, you can actually calculate how much that floor will expand in the presence of that additional 5% relative humidity, and what that may mean or what that may translate into in terms of expansion of your floor. So the recommendation really is to keep it at 50, not really to allow it to go beyond that, because anything above 50 in the Chicagoland and the Midwest region is going to cause that floor to swell based on how it was produced and how it's been acclimated when it was originally installed.
And so for her to do that, she just needs to turn the air conditioning on a little more?
Just turn the air down a little bit. So if you're running your air conditioner at 74, maybe you set it to 72, and that'll just kick that relative humidity down under 50%. But the other way to do it, Amy, is if you like it a little warmer in the home, that's okay. You can turn on a freestanding dehumidifier. You can buy them at the big box stores. Turn on one or two dehumidifiers, and you can actually have it 74, 76 degrees in your home, but yet a dry, you know, under 50% relative humidity by running those dehumidifiers.
Buy a big one.
Okay.
They have smaller ones too, but if you go to the big box, buy a big one, the biggest one they have. That pulls the most moisture out.
Both of you have answered my second question. However, I'm going to throw a little curveball at you.
Sure.
And that's the fact that we rarely use a humidifier in this house. In fact, I don't know if it's ever been on since we moved in 5 years ago. We had 8 fish tanks downstairs. They normally provide us with the humidity we need through evaporation.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
So I'm guessing the only option at that point is to actually
buy more fish.
I don't want to turn the because I don't want to increase the AC. Is to really pull the dehumidifier out of storage and apply that then.
You're not using a humidifier, just to make it clear. You don't need a humidifier. Some homes don't need a humidifier.
That's why we don't use it.
But you do want a dehumidifier that pulls the moisture out.
Right. So in the summer, you'll run a dehumidifier. And in the winter, because you have the fish tanks, you actually don't need to run a humidifier because your fish tanks are providing that extra and that excess moisture that most of us don't have, because we typically don't have, you know, fish tanks, in, you know, or that number of fish tanks in the home.
Yes. And so, thank you so very much. Appreciate your feedback and thought on
that. Sure. Hang on, Karen. I'm going to send you Mr. Floor cleaning product. And as Rich stated, size does matter. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Gail and Darian, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks,
and I enjoy your show every Saturday. I listen all the time.
Oh, see, she's the one. I told you there was somebody listening.
Well, you know, there's
that
one.
That makes two.
Well, yeah.
your dad and her.
Yeah, that's two. So what's going on in Darian?
So our house was affected by the tornado back in June.
Wow.
And we do need a new roof. I mean, we lucked out. The people had a lot worse than we did. But like I said, we do need a new roof that came out and inspected. Well, in the meantime, within the last 2 weeks, we've noticed these nail pops in, like, the master bedroom outside walls. It's coming through the wall. And then we also have some in the hallway in the upstairs.
You're talking about drywall?
So I'm wondering.
Drywall nail pops?
I'm sorry?
Drywall nail pops?
I think they are, yes.
Is it coming out of your walls?
Yes.
Okay, so it's
and
a drywall.
I went up there and I felt it, and you can feel the nails coming out.
Okay. What's your question?
Could this be related to the roof damage that we had from the tornado? And when they come to fix the roof, is this something that they could address, or is this like maybe a different problem altogether?
Rich?
Different problem altogether. You're going to want to have your insurance rep
agent
come out and take a look at it, because you could have had damage from the, it's definitely from the storm, no doubt, but they're going to have to redo the drywall, or at least get the nails back in and
level it up
and paint it.
You've got to call your insurance agent and get him or her out there, and they've got to send and you've got to document all this.
A claim adjuster
back out. You have to document all this, because if you have it in one part of your house, I'm assuming it's going to be in other parts of your house too, because again, we talked about it earlier, a home is a living organism. It contracts, it expands, and what you're experiencing is post post-tornado trauma syndrome, right? PTTS. I'm not trying to make a joke out of it. It is, even though it's kind of funny, but it's not funny. But, you know, you just went through a tornado. Right. How many times in your life do you go through a tornado? You hopefully once, hopefully never.
Yeah,
hopefully never. Thank God you made it. I dated a girl in high school, lived in Darien, by the way, off of 75th Street, in case you care.
Oh. That's not far from where I live.
See, we're kind of like related.
Plainfield and Cass Avenue.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're at. I went down something and turned onto 75th Street and turned left at the church.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, we're kind of like friends, old neighbors.
You can't even make that up.
Yeah, probably.
See, we're probably related.
We may related. Even be related. I don't know.
We probably are. Hang on, we're going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaning Bronco. I'm glad you and your family are great, Gail. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 in studio with me. Let's go around the horn. Amy, you want to reintroduce yourself for the final hour of the show?
Amy Kite with Keller Williams Infinity. You can reach us at 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Igor Marak, Mr. Floor.
Igor Marak, Mr. Floor Companies at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com for all your flooring needs.
Rich Dykstra, Dykstra Home Services.
800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuide.com.
Text message came in. The investment to clean ducts is how much?
$495.
Is that a flat fee or does it go by room?
$495 per system. If you have two furnaces, times two.
There you go. Rudy in Chicago, you have a condo that smells. How can we help you? Hello.
Yes. Hello. Good morning. For Rich, I'm on the fourth floor. It's a five-floor condo building. The unit directly below me is having this smell. It smells like it just started a few months ago. It just like smells like baby crap in the unit. So something, it just all of a sudden from one day to the other, this smell started. I've been there since 05 when the building was built. And do you have any ideas what might be causing this? Something had to have happened somewhere in the ductwork or something to divert everything back into our two units.
Could be a dead chipmunk.
Dead chipmunk,
yeah.
Well, Rich hates chipmunk, yeah, but go ahead.
It could be, we've seen several where the evaporator coil has almost like a mold on it, and it gets a real bad, it's like a rotten egg smell. It could be that.
Could that happen from like one day to the other? I mean, that sounds something like it would gradually get worse and worse.
This gradually gets worse.
Like a light switch. Yeah. This was a light switch. Nothing to 100% in one day.
Probably a dead animal.
I'm thinking something, yeah.
Probably a dead animal.
They had a company come out to do some cleaning in there.
Okay.
And they looked in there. They didn't see anything. And they came out last Wednesday with some type of aerator with compressed air. They stuck it in there. And then the shop vac to clean it out, but all I saw was all they're doing is cleaning out the dust in the vent.
Right.
It's not getting to the root of the problem where it's being redirected into my unit and the unit below me.
Yeah, it smells like it's probably a dead animal. Or there's a vent, an open vent on the plumbing.
Mm. Oh, the trap.
It could have rotted through, the vent pipe could have rotted through, and you're pulling in sewer gas.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
So I learned from this show, you have to put water down or vegetable oil down the trap, right, to keep the water, something like that.
If you have a basement, he's on the fourth floor, so
okay,
he wouldn't have any traps.
So it doesn't apply to him?
No.
Okay,
no.
So
you might want to get hold of a plumber.
A plumber, not your company, wouldn't be able to do anything.
Right. I would have a plumber come out and check the stacks. The vents.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like.
I'll tell you what, Steve Suarez is a plumber on the show if you want to reach out to him. He's the guy that I tell you, he'll come out, check it out. You got a pen?
Okay.
Or are you in your car?
Yeah. I'm rolling right now. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you
what. Also, David,
yeah.
I got one mortgage question for you, David.
All right, Rudy.
All right. Real quick. Probably going to refinance wife's house. House is in Colorado. You do Colorado, correct?
Yes, we do Colorado.
All right. Now, in a couple of years, we want to use the equity. She's got about a couple hundred in equity into the house. It was about a buck and a quarter.
Okay.
We're going to use that to build a new house. And should we do it now and have have the money ready for when we want to pull it, or wait a couple of years when we're ready to build a house before we get a drawdown for that equity in the home?
What rate does
loan.
What rate does? Hold on, Rudy. What rate does she have on her current home?
3.8.
3 3/8 Okay, she's got a decent rate. We'll keep an eye on the rate.
3.8
Okay, well, she should look to do a rate and term refinance now and get into a lower rate to save money. Pulling out money now for something you're going to build in 2 years doesn't make any sense to me because you're paying money on money that you're not going to be using. So I would pop out a BMO Harris HELOC against the Colorado house so you have it available when you're ready to build on the new home.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Do the HELOC now or do something in 2 years when we're ready to build.
Well, if the place is going to continue to appreciate like they have been in Colorado.
Yeah, it's been going. Yeah,
Colorado's been on a rocket ship there. So
yeah.
I would definitely hold out and wait to see if you get additional appreciation. But when you start seeing the market start to level off, then call up my friends at BMO and they'll pop out a HELOC so it's there for you guys to use to finance the build.
And eventually we're going to sell that home that she has right now and move it to the new house.
Doesn't matter. You're going to use the current house to finance the new house.
Correct.
That'll be the cheapest form of money you could get, Rudy. All right?
Okay. Sounds good.
Hang tight for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, 312-981-7200. Support beams in an 1800s house. Katie in Chicago.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How are you? You had a great pipes, Katie. How are you? So like smooth jazz.
So we live in an 1892 A-frame in the city, and before we moved in, somebody knocked out the back wall to do an addition, the back exterior wall. And it looks like there are two separate beams where that wall is, or what. So now in our kitchen and in our living room, there are two across the width. The one that goes the kitchen half looks perfectly fine and big. The other one, that the half width that's in our family room, is like a perfect square. I don't think it's thick enough to be steel, and we talked to a GC who doesn't think it's steel either, but it's cracking, that beam that's got our master bedroom and our roof above it.
Whoa.
So we had a GC, it's like visibly cracking on all three sides that you can see, and it looks to be pulling away from the wall a bit. So the GC came and said, oh, have a structural engineer come. And the structural engineer that we found online, because we can't seem to find any residential structural engineers, are like, oh, have somebody take down the drywall and maybe we can come take a look. So we just don't even know where to begin getting this looked at, but it doesn't seem like the beam is holding up the roof in our master bedroom addition.
Yeah, that's a pretty big challenge. So I'm going to give you a phone number to call. Ready?
Great. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to call Mega Pros. You're going to go to megapros.com. And Joe will be able to come out there. And here's his number. Ready?
847-658-8989.
Okay, 847-658-8989. Get Joe and Jeremy out there ASAP. Because you've got some, I don't know anything about building, but I could tell you if a beam is cracking and it's supporting your house, that's not good. All right?
So. Correct. Yes, we've just been trying to get anybody out here to look at it. And like I said, they've been playing ping pong.
No.
Engineer, we can't even find a freaking engineer. So I'm going to get up to you.
Yeah, Joe will get you, and he started breaking up, and we got to hit a break. Joe will contact you. Joe and Jeremy will contact you and get that. That's dangerous. That's not that. I don't, like I said, I'm not a builder. I help people get financing for that. That sounds like a scary, dangerous situation that you need to get checked on ASAP. And Joe and Jeremy Hogle from Mega Pros will help you out. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Karen and Wheaton, you've got a wood floor humidity question as well. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I somehow got put back into your phone call. I was. We had talked about this earlier, about the fact that we had 56% relative humidity.
Yeah, and we put you on hold to get a Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product. So hang on 1 second, all right? 312-981-7200. Benny, can you pick her up, please, and get her information so we could send Karen a hardwood floor cleaning product? Amy was right. Don't ever question Amy. I'm like, I think we took that call. And Amy's
never
like,
question Amy.
Told you so. Valerie in Chicago.
That may be the look you're getting right now.
I know. I am. I'm used to that look. That's when I said I want to sell my home for $850. She's like, yeah, I'm sure you do. 312-981-7200. Valerie in Chicago, welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
We're
this
tremendous.
Is the second time I've called.
Okay.
I just had a major project done by Mr. Floor and Igor. I couldn't be happier with the products, but more importantly, I want to give a shout out to my crew, which was Joe and Charlie and the project manager Joe, because you can have the best products in the world, but their crews are just tremendous. They're craftsmen. They do the job to the T and correctly. Now for my question.
Okay.
My question is, can I use a vacuum cleaner on my floating vinyl floor and my new wood floor without the roller brush moving, just as a suction to get up dirt and dust?
Valerie, this is Igor. How are you? It's nice to hear your voice. I know we just completed your project, and I think your final walkthrough was just this morning with Joe, the project manager.
Yes, it was.
I'm very happy to hear that you're satisfied and happy with the final results. And the answer to your question is yes, you absolutely can, and in many cases should, vacuum both your vinyl floors as well as your hardwood floors to remove any debris or any soot that may be on the floors before you actually clean them. So any type of vacuum cleaner that is suction only, Valerie, will do the trick. You don't have to get fancy with it, but we don't want to see any beater brushes because that can actually damage both the wood and the vinyl. But anything that is suction only is absolutely perfect for a wood floor.
Okay, well, I have a question. Wheels on a lot of these vacuum cleaners are just that cheap, malleable plastic.
Yep.
Could I get, like, some rubber and put it on those wheels so that, you know, those wheels don't scratch or nick?
If the wheel is in good physical shape, in other words, if there isn't anything sharp sticking out or if they're not cut up sort of abrasive in any way, you should be fine with those wheels. But there are vacuum cleaners that actually don't have even those little wheels. It's just literally almost like a broom vac type of a setup where you're just kind of going over the floor, suction only. So no wheels to even worry about.
Okay. Thank you very much. And like I said, your crew, the crew that did my house, and I had I had a big project. Two-thirds of my first floor was done. And like I said, your crews are tremendous.
Thank you so much, Valerie.
And I got one more project. You know I need my basement floor done, but I've got to have other work done. I'll be calling you again.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care, everybody.
All right, Valerie. Have a great weekend. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. How's Crystal Lake? We got a text message from Crystal Lake, Amy. How is the Crystal Lake market?
Good. They've got a little over a month's worth of inventory.
So what is a normal fluid market? 60, 90 days? I mean,
normal is 6 months.
6 months is normal.
That's what we call stable. 6 months is stable. If you go over 6 months, it's a buyer's market, 6 months worth of inventory. And if you go under, then it becomes a seller's market. And the more under you go, the more of a seller's market it becomes.
Now, what do you anticipate? So here, one thing that just can't, and again, this constantly changes. They just announced last night when I woke up this morning, it said breaking news, student loan payments have been extended and you've been deferred through, I don't know, the end of January, sorry. I think it's the end of January that student loan payments have been extended, deferred. You don't have to make any federal student loan payments until January. And that's what I will tell our listeners out there. If you're not taking that money that was going to your student loans, if you don't need it to survive, and if you're not taking that money and applying it to your credit card debt, then it's on you, okay? If you need it to survive and pay for your rent, pay for your mortgage, pay to feed your family, great. But I've seen some student loan payments out there, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000 a month. If you're not taking that savings and using this time to blow down and pay down your credit card debt, then when it comes to January, it's on you. Okay, right. Take this opportunity. Again, the forbearance, if you're still in forbearance, but you can make your payment and they're going to let you be in forbearance and you're not using that money to pay down other debt, that's on you. Okay, use this reprieve because it's going to end.
Yep.
To build up a reserve account or pay off other debt that's costing you money that will ultimately save money. So in case you didn't hear, federal student loan payments have been extended. You don't have to pay them until at least sometime in January. I don't know the exact date. I heard it when I woke up this morning, hopped in the shower, came here. Didn't have time to research it, but that's the breaking news. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Annie in Glenview, welcome to the show, my neighbor in Glenview. How can we help you?
I am trying to rent a house. I had a realtor, and something happened. She said she had to go out of town for 4 days, and now I'm kind of stranded because my lease is up in 6 days.
Amy?
So do you need help finding a rental then?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We can help with that. That's not a problem. We'll get a hold of you after the show.
You're looking to rent in Glenview still, or move to another area?
That's great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I guess you'll find out more after the show.
We'll help. Yep. We'll give her a call right away.
Can you pick up Annie or Ann? Is that Ann or Annie? How would you pronounce it? A-N-N-E?
Ann. I'd call it Ann.
Call it Ann?
I-E would be Annie.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Dave.
That's how I see it.
It's grammatically correct. Okay. Well,
Ask me if we've already taken a caller.
Can we take that call about humidity? That's been on hold for 40 minutes?
Yeah.
All right. 312-981. We're going to get to a bunch of text questions. Everybody's been texting in on the MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Joe Hogle's listening on the stream right now, not enjoying himself because he's like, there's something wrong with the stream. I think it's Joe.
It's got to be Joe.
Because I think he needs to unbutton his shirt a little more in order to get the whole
better
feeling
reception,
about being here.
Yeah,
better reception. The more buttons you unbutton, the better reception. You're listening to Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. We're going to burn through some text messages here, so thank you for being patient. 312-981-7200. Here's a 708. Going back to our landlord comment from earlier, and because the tenants can't be evicted due to the eviction moratorium, which has been lifted, by the way, many are not paying rent even if they can. Landlords and their tenants have to fill out the paperwork to get rent relief money, and the landlords are getting it stuck to them if tenants don't do their part. So there
Correct.
You go. I will tell you that the moratorium came out. Everybody was excited earlier in the week. It really only applied to 5 states. It was California, New York, New Jersey, the District of Columbia, which I know isn't a state, and I forgot, and part of Minnesota. And the challenge in those states is that the money's there from the federal government. I mean, there's tens of billions of dollars to help these homeowners and these renters get through this, what we've just gone through. But the challenge is it's a bureaucratic red tape that it's not getting to the tenants that need the relief. So in those states where you've got layers upon layers of nonsense, and I'll tell you, in this state here, if you're a tenant and you're not getting the help that you need, it's your elected officials that you need to contact. Because especially in the city of Chicago and in Cook County, there is billions of dollars set aside to help tenants and landlords get through this. And if you're not going to your elected officials to find out what needs to be done and get the help, that's on you. Okay. Yeah,
the percentage of money that's been used is so incredibly low. It's amazing because there isn't a landlord out there that really needs to not have been paid.
Sure. And it's tough and it's horrible. But I guess, and again, the foreclosure had got kicked down the can, it got kicked down, and that's going to be coming due. And those individuals are going to have to find a place to stay as well.
Yep.
So it's coming. We've been talking about it. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. All right. So here, 630. The income formula of total assets divided by 240. The result is viewed as the monthly income. You are 100% correct. You have to go Freddie Mac. It's called asset depletion. Most loan officers don't know about it. Now all my competition does because I just talked about it on the radio. So there you go.
And they do listen. The competition.
Of course they're listening. David Hochberg said this. How come we can't offer this? And then their underwriters goes, well, you can. You just didn't do the research. 847, Igor, really enjoy your show. They think it's your show, Igor, not our show.
Well, when I'm on the air, it's my show.
It's your show. Did I hear Mr. Floor? Did I hear correctly? Is Mr. Floor cleaning tile floors also beside hardwood? Can he also replace a few cracked tiles before cleaning? Thank you. I look forward to the answer. 847. You're not cleaning tiles. You have a cleaning tile solution.
Product. Right. Okay. So, yeah. So, we don't per se do the cleaning ourselves, but if you go to MrFloor.com, you'll see the full list and lineup of all of our cleaning products, one of which is our tile and grout cleaner, which does a fantastic job, David. If people listening out there want to purchase it on a first-time basis, use the promo code WGN. Nice little discount to give it a try.
And our friends at Executive Green Carpet Cleaning do clean tiles.
Yes.
So, and they do clean hardwood floors as well.
Yes.
Does Dykstra come up 224? Does Dykstra come up to the Fox Lake area?
No.
Would you go to Fox Lake to clean ducks if you had an area? Because I remember a listener had a Dykstra party where she got her whole neighborhood to use your team at the same time.
You bet.
If a development or a subdivision or a bunch of listeners got together and had three or four different jobs up there to clean ductwork, would you go up and do
that? Absolutely. If they have two, we'll go.
Okay. So there you go.
So see, we can get the Antioch and the Fox Lake together, and you've got, it's worth your trip.
Because Amy wants you to clean her house, and she wants you to get somebody else up there. So get out there and start knocking on doors. Hey,
come on,
Amy. There you go. All right, Dykstra installed 630. Dykstra installed a new heating and air conditioning system in mid-June. So it's relatively new.
Okay.
Does the warranty require the furnace be clean for the winter season?
On a new install, you have to wait a year. You don't have to have it done the first year. Okay. But yes, you have to have it done every year.
All right. Here's a 708. I think you covered this earlier. Can Mr. Dykstra give us a ballpark price to do duct cleaning? Is it by the number of rooms? And you already addressed this, but
no, it's $495 per system, per furnace. So if you have two furnaces, it would be times two.
All right, don't ask me to do that math right now. 224, I installed a new Nest thermostat, but it doesn't recognize my humidifier. Do I have to go back to the old thermostat, or can you come in and recalibrate that so it's on the same system, or you don't do that?
We do. Nest thermostats, though, aren't a favorite. We prefer the Ecobee thermostat. It's a lot more reliable, but we can work it in for them if they want. We'll rewire it.
All right. What should the average temperature be in a home when you leave it for a long period of time, winter, summer? So, like, if you go away for, let's say, a 2-3 week break, some people are going out, taking their kids on a trip before the school starts, camps out, and they're getting ready to leave for a week to go to Disney, go to this place, whatever. What should the temperature be at while they're gone?
Leave the air conditioning on for sure. Set it at 76, 77. Do not shut off the air conditioning. Your floors will warp.
I was just going to mention that. So that question is a very sort of interesting and possibly even a double-sided type question. And that is, you know, you can leave the temperature at 80 degrees, right? Yeah. Because you're not there. What's the difference? But the ramifications of that would be your floors might have an issue with it. Your doors may have an issue with it. Your cabinetry in your kitchen may have a problem. So anything that is fibrous in your home will begin to absorb that excess moisture. So you can do 80 degrees, like Rich just said, turn on a dehumidifier and at least keep your relative humidity in the proper range, and then you can set the thermostat at 80 degrees. That's perfectly fine.
I had a question. Who's Chris?
What's
that?
You said Chris. Rich. I had a bust you on that. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I thought I said Rich.
No, so, you did. Go ahead.
Rich, so then in winter, you know, especially with our vacant homes and those kinds of things, what should we have the temperature at in the winter?
Usually 50 degrees, 50, 60 degrees. Okay. It's fine.
And your new
people
name is,
ask
again. Don't shut off the heat.
Yeah, amen.
Well, if you do, then you're calling in JC Restoration because the pipes are going to break.
There you
absolutely,
go.
And then you got a bigger
and Igor to replace the floor.
That's right. Exactly.
There you go.
So, Chris, we have a question for you here. I need a whole house duct cleaning, but I called you and you do not come out to Lake County. Can you recommend a company as good as yours in Antioch? Sorry, Igor, I couldn't help myself.
Maybe Rich's middle name is Chris. I don't know.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. we don't go there, but I will find one for you, and I'll give you a call on Monday.
But if they get two, if they get their friend to come out.
Yep.
So if their neighbor or somebody around the corner or within the vicinity, you could do one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Because it takes how long?
About 4 hours.
4 hours.
4 hours, yeah.
Hi, Rich, 773. Is the $89 per unit correct? Furnace and air conditioning are $89 each correct? I'm a home inspector, Donna. Here, we'll give a shout-out, Donahue Home Inspections, and thinking about offering inspections of HVACs. Chuck.
$89 per unit. Air conditioning is $89, furnace is $89.
All right, there you go. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're going to throw this out here and answer this text on the way on the other side. 312. Dave, several weeks ago, you had a lady who did a home equity loans. It seems like now the man you have is with a huge bank. I'd rather not deal Quincy with massive banks. Can I have the name of the lady and her phone number? I'm interested in one of these loans. Andrew. So if you want to work with a smaller bank, I'll give you both, and then you can make your decision. How's
there
that? Andrew, 312-981-7200. BMO is the sponsor of the show. I'm getting a HELOC with BMO. They do great work, and they're great guys. But if you'd like the other lady's name as well, I've got it on my in my Rolodex at home, at the office. But I'll give you both
Rolodex.
Names.
Rolodex?
I have a Rolodex.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, it's in my phone. I call it. My phone is Rolodex. I just roll through it.
Digital Rolodex.
A digital Rolodex.
I still have one that turns around.
Thanks for calling me out on that. Okay. Just wait, Dykstra. Okay. Payback's coming. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got a ton more Text messages, phone lines are still lit up. We got Johnny in Plainfield and a bunch of other callers calling in. 312-981-7200. We'll do our best to answer all of them before the end of the show. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 815. I live in an old house, still have 110, and all the outlets are two-prong. Had to buy a new dehumidifier, and it says it is a 115 plus or minus 10. And still okay to use it, and still okay to use adapter for three prong. My last dehumidifier lasted 34 years, and I used the three prong adapter with that and had no problems.
That's fine. It'll work.
No problem.
No problem.
At all. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. How much is the Dykstra vent extraction service?
That would be duct cleaning?
Yeah. No, vent cleaning. Vent, dryer vent cleaning. How much you charge?
Vent cleaning.
What's the investment in that?
If it's done with a duct cleaning, it's $95.
Both of them.
And if it's for the duct, for the dryer vent.
For the dryer vent.
Right. If it's a standalone, it's $149.
Okay. So if you're doing the ducts with the dryer, it's an extra $95 add-on.
Right. Exactly. Oh,
that makes sense because the crew's already out there.
Yep.
Do we write loans in Florida? Yes, we're licensed. Florida, will Dykstra go out to Sycamore?
No. That's a bit too far. That's a bit too far.
That's out by DeKalb. That's where I went to high school, Northern Illinois, Harvard in the Midwest. And there's one listener out there who gets upset when I say that, so I think I upset that listener. 312-981-7200, 708. Is Mr. Floor Tile and Grout Cleaner safe on the vinyl shower base? There you go.
Vinyl shower base.
The tile cleaner on the vinyl shower base. I've never heard.
Base.
Yeah,
what's with the vinyl?
You know, if it's a coated surface, we should not have any problems using our product on that. But you may want to just give it a try, like in the corner, just to make sure. Because, again, depending on the age and what it's coated with, that shower base, you know, our product is designed to really, you know, cut through mold and mildew and, you know, all the stuff that builds up on tiles and grout. So we just don't want to cause any damage to that.
Have you seen a lot of vinyl? I know this is a question for Joe. Amy, too. Have you seen a lot of vinyl shower bases?
I think they're just talking about the plastic ones, right?
Yeah. Plastic
shower. That's very common.
It's a coated surface. It should not be a problem.
Yeah.
Got it. 312-981-7200. John in Plainfield, how are you?
Hey, Dave. Question. My wife passed. To get her name off the mortgage, do I have to refi?
What rate do you have?
3.25.
Why would you want to take her name off your mortgage?
Do I have to?
No, you do not have to. I would not do a doggone. I'm sorry for your loss, obviously.
No, thank you.
But,
thank you.
You are not. This is a great question that I've never had before, Amy.
It is a great question because a lot of people do have it when they go to sell a house or when they're
on title.
They just don't know. So, right. Absolutely.
Well, the deceased spouse, in this case, it's a wife, John's wife. When you go to sell the house, you're probably going to have to show the death certificate,
right?
Right, to show that.
Right.
Or if you're refinancing, and you're the spouse that passed away, you would need to supply a death certificate to refinance because you're the only one on title then, right? But if a spouse passes away, you do not have to refinance out of that. You've got a great rate right now. So I would not refinance. If you had a 6% loan, right, in today's market, for example, I would tell you, let's refinance. And then in the process, you would be the only borrower. And then we would ask for the death certificate to remove your wife's name in this example from the title. But you don't have to do anything. Is somebody trying to convince you to refinance to get your wife's name off the mortgage? Or is that something that you're
I have not been to the bank yet with the death certificates. And somebody had told me that once you go there, they're going to ask you to refi.
No. Whoever told you that? Go ahead, Amy.
Yeah, I just can tell you with the passing of my father and working with my mom through all this stuff, it can really be a challenge. That is something you don't need to do and don't. I mean, it's just, you're just going to create a huge headache.
It's overwhelming emotionally when you lose somebody.
Right.
Especially a wife, or, you know, somebody in direct contact, wife, mother, father, all of that. It's heartbreaking. But whoever told you that, you should never take any type of financial advice from that person for the rest of your life. Okay? Because whoever told you that is a complete, he's giving you horrible information. I'm trying to do better with not being critical of people. So I would have said, prior to today, a complete knucklehead. But I won't say that because I'm trying to be better and not be critical. I will just tell you that, John, number one, I'm sorry for your loss, and may your wife's memory be a blessing. And I hope you get over her loss, because I know it's probably not easy for you. But the last thing that you need to worry about, as a borrower, somebody that's grieving the loss of their wife or a loved one, is to refinance. You do not need to do that. You're fine. Worry about other things, okay?
So when the house is paid off, then I'll produce the death certificate and the deed would come in my name.
Correct. But again, when the house is paid off, I would tell you to go get a line of credit from BMO Harris to have an emergency fund always there. And then when that's done, have them give them the title, give them the death certificate. When they update the title, when you put a HELOC against the home, which you should have if you have a home paid off, which I've been recommending for the past 20 years that I've been, 21 years in the mortgage industry, always have a HELOC. That's when you do it. Does that make sense, John?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. You have any questions for Dykstra about your vents or ductwork or air conditioning or Mr. Floor with flooring or Amy about buying or selling a home? Are we good? We got you covered, John.
How about Denson of wooden floor, hardwood floor?
Oh, yes.
Dogs dropping bones. Are they removable or do you have to actually replace the wood?
Yeah, once you have a dent in the floor, unfortunately, that's in essence, you've compressed the wood fiber. There's no way to sort of uncompress it. So the only way to really eliminate it is to refinish the floor, which will typically remedy that. But if your floor is in otherwise good shape, you may just want to wait until it's time to refinish and then just sort of take care of the whole thing.
Or give the dog less destructive wood floor.
A soft
treats.
Toy.
A soft treat.
A soift.
Thank you, Amy. Thanks for not letting that go. All right, Igor, if our listeners want to reach you. Go ahead. I know. Chris over here is waiting to talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand. Go ahead. Give us a call directly, please, at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com. Please don't forget to use the promo code WGN at checkout.
Amy, if our listeners want to reach you.
They can reach us at 847-877-9881 or AmyWillSellYourHome.com.
Mr. Tomato Man, Rich Dykstra, if our listeners want to reach you and your team.
800-421-3220 or WGNCoolingGuy.com.
I'm David Hochberg. You want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID or go to 56David.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. Have a great weekend, everybody.